Actually, on this round with fantasies, it's so full on that there's not really time for anything else.
Yeah, my only side project is sleep.
The members of Metric have definitely been known to indulge in a side project or two in their spare time, playing with Broken Social Scene and Stars, among others. But since their release of their eagerly awaited fourth album, Fantasies, last spring, Metric are finding their schedule packed to the last centimeter. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Canadian indie rock band Metric have been playing together since the late 90s. That's when singer, guitarist, and synth player Emily Haynes and guitarist and theremin player James Shaw met on Toronto's music scene. A year later, the two were living in a loft in Williamsburg with sometimes roommates who would later turn out to be a who's who list of Brooklyn's music elite, members of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Liars, and TV on the Radio. But when Emily and James got a chance to move to London to work with influential producer Stephen Haig, guy who'd worked with Erasure and New Order, they jumped at the chance. Over the next few years, Metric added a couple of bandmates, and they made three albums. Fantasies is the first album of new material they've released since 2006. But as the alternate sides, Alisa Ali, found out, that doesn't mean they've been idle.
It's funny, it looked like a time off from the outside, but in the 4 years between two releases, you know, it was 2 years of touring Live It Out, which included going to places like Turkey and Greece and Brazil and Iceland.
Venezuela.
We went, you know, really all over the place. And then Emily made a solo record and an EP and toured that. And Josh and Jules made a record called Bang Lime. And we put out the first Metric record called Grow Up and Blow Away. And we put out a Metric DVD. And I built a recording studio. And
there was a lot going on.
Yeah. We started our own record label. And so it's always fun. We kind of laugh when people are like, so you took all this time off. We're like, there was time between records, but I don't know if I'd call it off.
I've had about a 1 6-day vacation in 10 years.
So it
doesn't never felt like time off. But that's, you know, it's definitely of our own doing.
Yeah, it's the life that we've chosen.
I don't think we're born vacationers.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something better left unknown. We're so close to something better left unknown. I can feel it in my bones. Give me sympathy.
It is a conversation between the listener and the musician, and I'm a huge music fan, so a lot of times I'm the listener. You know, I don't feel like I'm statically on the side of the musician. I'm both, you know, and Metric concerts it's so amazing to play live because they always feel like that to me, that the energy's really going back and forth and it's a mutual thing. It's not a big screen TV, you know.
Yeah, it's the ones where they realize that they're just as much in control of making the show amazing for themselves as we are, you know. It's like we can play the best show ever, but unless they contribute something to the energy, which then just starts to spiral out of control, you know, then there's not much we can do.
Yeah, so it's something that I feel like Metric, people who've been coming to Metric shows for a long time have, you know, who were there when there were 15 people, up to 15,000, they still, when they go to one of our shows, they're like, okay, I know what I'm meant to do here. I'm meant to, like, just forget about myself for an hour and a half. We forget about ourselves for an hour and a half. And ideally, you know, no one's harmed in the
process. As they say in Canada, give her.
I tremble. Heart. like a hammer. Hard to be soft, tough to be tender.
Metric live in Studio A with Help, I'm Alive, and Give Me Sympathy. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear more from Metric, go to thealternateside.org.